Welcome to Turaida. Lives, the native people of this region, referred to this place as the Garden of God. The area is comprised of 42 hectares, rich with archaeological, architectural, historical and art treasures, which tell the compelling story of a 1,000-year-long history. Exhibits at the museum show the people's lives and events throughout history, as well as their traditions and crafts. Come inside and get a glimpse of centuries past. Turaida Castle is the main attraction. Its massive red brick tower can be spotted across the Gowy River at various outlook points. It was originally a wooden castle which belonged to the Liv leader, Kaupo, but was eventually burned to the ground during a series of endless battles. The masonry castle was erected in 1214 at the request of Bishop Albert. Initially, the new castle was named Federland. However, this new name was never completely accepted by the local people, so its duration was brief and was eventually returned to its original name of Turaida. Additional defence structures were built and improved upon over the centuries, including the construction of new outbuildings and living quarters within the castle yard. The invention of the firearm caused the demise of the castle's strategic value. Following a fire in 1776, it was not rebuilt and gradually turned into ruins. In 1976, regular and systematic archaeological work, along with conservation and restoration efforts, began. The main tower is called a Bergfried, one of the oldest structural parts of the castle, which was built at the very beginning. It was used for scouting the general area and as a last resort in the event of a siege. The tower is 5 stories high and the observation platform is about 30 metres, 90 feet above the ground. The building on the west side of the defence west wall was built in the 15th century. It is called the New Hall. After the 16th century, it was also used for grain storage. The building frame has remained mostly intact. It is a 3-story building with a basement, where you'll find exhibitions about Turaida's castle building history, the history of the adjacent lands, and a record of events that took place here while the castle was part of the Archdiocese of Riga. A large, half-round tower on the west side of the castle was erected during the 15th century as part of a defence system for cannon fire. A prison was located in the basement of this tower. The original walls remain, and during the excavation, prisoner chain brackets were found in them. The tower-shaped southern structure was built during the 13th century to protect access to the castle's inner yard from the south. The wooden church of Turaida is one of the oldest churches in Latvia. Archaeological explorations indicate that there have been at least 2 churches on the site before this one. One of them was destroyed during the Great Northern War. The current church was built in 1750 during the time of Pastor Daniel Merkel and remained relatively unchanged. During the 2009-2010 renovation, care was taken to duplicate the original craftsmanship and technology available during the original construction. For example, birch bark was used for insulation, and the paint for the outer walls was made from a rye suspension added to ochre pigment. Today, the church looks as it did when it was built. The construction of Turaida Manor and the castle's defence structures began during the Middle Ages and continued over the years. Beginning in the 18th century, the size of the estate began to increase as more structures were built outside the walls of the castle and closer to roads and pasture lands. Eventually, only the manor owner's residence and a few other buildings remain within the territory of the castle's property. Today, 21 buildings have been preserved, some of them are over 200 years old. One of the most notable places within Turaida Museum Reserve is Dino Kalns, the Hill of Folk Songs. This sculpture garden is devoted to Latvian folklore. It was created in 1985 and commemorates Kristianis Barons, the most noted compiler of Latvian folk songs. Dino Kalns is also a symbol of national pride. 26 handmade sculptures by Indulis Ranka meld with untold natural beauty, creating the very special aura of this place. The sculptures embody the poetry within our folk songs. These songs express everything from love, honesty and devotion to that of profound respect for nature, family, humanity and our nation.
The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.